Welcome to a special episode of Wrestling with Worldwide Willis. This podcast is brought to you by the LMG Podcast Network. Make sure you go check out the main page. You know what I mean? We got some great stuff over there. Some great episodes coming out soon. But for this one, this is all wrestling, baby. This is graps. And this one's going to be interesting because we have a pre-2000 WWE music bracket. And I, of course, had to bring in my experts on the matter. Laveris, what's up, man? How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. Glad to be here. Get ready for this tourney. Let's see what's about to get mixed up around here.
Yes, sir. March Madness season. So we had to bring out the brackets. Patty Pat, what up, man?
What's going on? It's me. It's P-A-T. I got a few hot takes here in the pocket. We're going to have a fun one. I'm excited for it.
That's pretty good, Pat. I'll give you that.
I'll give you that one, too.
All right. And then I got to bring my guy in. Spencer, what up, man?
Hello. How are you?
It's always good to have Spencer in the house. All right, guys. Like I said, it's March Madness season, so it's bracket time. People are loving the brackets. LMG, you know, the main feed, we've been doing a ton of brackets. So might as well bring it over to this feed. And today, what we're going to do is, again, this is pre-2000s WWE music bracket. So this is individual wrestlers' themes that were pre-2000. So we're going to have 16 different songs, and they're all mixed up and put in different seedings. The seeding was all generated, simulated, so I didn't do the seedings. I just put it on the bracket as it came out. So we're going to have 16 different songs, and we're going to see who the winner is. Now, like I told the guys, this is a fake democracy, as in the fact that these guys, we have three people here, obviously, majority of their vote wins, right? They're going to vote on which matchup of the two songs, which one is better, right? The goal of this is to get the best song or the most enjoyable song to us. Now, I do have one veto, right? So if y'all make a questionable decision, which I believe that's going to happen, I can veto that. Now, I only have one, right? So if you make five questionable decisions, I can only veto one of them. If I even use it, I might not use it. Y'all might be in the right state of mind. We might agree. Might be in sync. I might let it fly. But the goal today, again, is just to get the best song possible. And, of course, to talk about the classic songs that came out pre-2000. So is there any questions?
I have one question.
Okay.
Can you veto the championship round?
I'll say no.
Okay. Because I was going to say, like, that's the one where I'm like, okay, so if we pick a winner and then you're like, nah.
I'll say no. In the interest of fairness, I'll say no.
Okay.
But any other round is up for grabs as far as vetoes are concerned. But again, I only get one. So, but yeah, any other questions before we get started?
Nope.
All right. I want to mention this to the audience. I made the bracket, right? I put it together with the simulation, blah, blah, blah. The fellas have not seen the matchups. They have no clue what the matchups are. When I announce the matchups, they'll be the first time you hear it as well as the first time they hear it. So once they hear the matchups, it's going to be a shock to them as well. So it'll add to the experience. So let's get started. On the first side of the bracket, in our tops matchup here, we have D-Generation X, Are You Ready? Versus Mankind. This is Mankind song. It just says Mankind. Yeah.
One of the things that I wasn't sure about, Mankind, there are two. There's like the slow one that mm-hmm. was only Mankind, and then there's the one that starts with the car crash, which I think Mick Foley also used.
Yeah. We're doing it. We're gonna go with the Mick Foley version because I guess that's when it first started, and then he obviously turned face. He came out with The Rock, blah 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 blah. We'll go with the Mick Foley version because I think he used like the Ministry. He used the slower song, Ministry song, then he used the Mick Foley-ish song. So in this particular case, we're talking about the car crash. Yeah. So we're going with that one versus Are You Ready?
I know my answer regardless.
Yeah, me
Okay.
too.
It's
Yeah.
gonna be DX.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Spencer,
Are you
you want
ready?
DX? DX. Okay, Spencer has a vote for DX. All right, Pat, what's your vote?
I'm gonna go GX as well. Only because
Okay.
that Mankind one is not my favorite one. The slower one would have been a little tougher, but I'm going DX.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah.
DX beat all of Mankind's
Yeah.
options to me.
Yeah.
Maybe Dude Loves was fun, but
about to
oh
say,
yeah,
dude, yeah, I like.
Do Love almost made it in, but L, I mean, it doesn't matter,
Oh,
but
no, DX for me.
DX, okay. All right.
DX is gonna be a
That's
tough matchup for a lot of
yeah,
people.
it is.
Yeah.
Definitely is, I will say, has an interesting path. In our next matchup on the same side of the bracket, we have Test, versus the Brood Gangrel.
God damn it.
Dang it.
Hey, this one's kind of easy for me though.
Pat, I'm gonna let you. I'm gonna let
Yeah,
you go first.
don't fight
Easily
at
rocked
all.
in.
I'm gonna go with Gangrel the Brood.
Okay.
Like Tess, I mean, as good as it was, the Brood one is the what like was my first group faction that I liked in WWE. So
Okay.
I'm
Okay.
gonna go with
I like
Brood.
that. I like that.
I do have a question. Are you going off the song or the entrance?
I'm going song.
I'm talking about Pat.
Oh, I'm
Oh,
going
gotcha.
song.
Okay.
Okay. The song.
Okay.
Like the heavy breathing at the end
Yeah.
or
at
at the Yeah.
beginning and then oh
I mean,
yeah.
entrance, I would have been a wipeout. But yeah,
Oh
we're
yeah.
going just song.
Yeah.
All right, L, what do you got?
Oh man. That test one was
Test was low
kind
key.
of that
Test,
was
test.
kind of a, like a hidden slapper though.
Yeah.
Test
He
was
was
absolutely
like
a
a
sleeper.
Yeah, he was.
I was a sleeper. That was one,
R.I.P.
you don't think
Yeah.
about that one. But like every time I heard it, I was like, this is fire.
Yeah. Dang it. That's tough.
Yeah.
I might go with test.
Oh, okay.
Damn it.
Okay. All
Can't
right,
put you in a
Spencer, you
bad
have
spot,
the
Spencer.
this is
My
not what I
bad,
wanted.
man.
I
You
didn't
have
want
all
this.
the power.
Yeah,
Hey,
I have the
let's mess up his veto power like right now.
Yeah, make him use it quick.
Oh goodness. Yeah, like I said, Test, that was a sleeper. I really like Test music, but Gangrel's was too much.
Yeah.
I gotta go Gangrel on that one. Cause that one, yeah. And it was everything about it.
It really had no weaknesses
It
in that
it
song.
really didn't.
Yeah, like
Like,
that like whispery
wow.
shit at the beginning and then
Yeah.
Yeah,
Like,
it was just it was so good.
so good. So good. All right.
And
Gangrel
it
makes it
wasn't
to the
even
second round.
complicated. Like it was pretty
No,
simple.
it
Yeah, it's
was
a pretty simple
extremely
song.
simple.
But yeah, like it was excellent.
I mean, I think Jim Johnson did that one. He put his foot in that one.
The man is good.
Yeah.
What was that?
Right. Now we're moving on to another first round matchup. We have Gold Dust. I think it's called Gold Lust, is the song called, versus the Four Horsemen. Now, I
That's
have a
another.
strong opinion on this, but I'm gonna leave it to you guys. Spencer, I'm gonna let you go first on this one. Gold Dust versus the Four Horsemen.
This one's easy for me. I do like the Four Horsemen, starting with the gallops, the little trotting, and then the music comes in. But
Classic.
Goldust is it's a it again, it's too much. Like
Yeah.
Goldust, like it has an intro, and only talking about the music because the intro also made it better because the camera would like do shit and it would be all
Yeah.
grainy and like in black and white sometimes, and
Yeah.
or it had like a gold hue over it.
Yeah.
But yeah, like just the music itself. Y'all know I'm a strings guy. So,
Stringsman, shout out to
yeah.
him.
But yeah, like it's gonna be gold dust for me.
Wow. All right. Pat, I'm gonna let you go second on this one. Don't let me down.
Gold dust
Man,
theme, it even has a key change. Yeah, I'm going gold dust.
I'm going Four Horsemen. 'Cause that's it's just too legendary. It's just like the you hear the horse the sound of the horses, and then from there, just like, and then the guitar on it. Oh, oh, it's filthy.
Man, put his foot in that one.
It was, oh, so good, so good.
Okay. All right, L, you got the deciding pick here.
Because Pat does have a good point. But that gold dust theme is, it has all kind of stuff in it. That's my thing.
It's orchestral. Man. It's theatrical.
And it's sensual.
It's just sensual. It's facts.
That's the thing, like, man.
Brendan, who would have thought you're going to have to use your veto power to help
you're probably
me.
About to use his veto.
To help me of all people.
Yeah. Like, this is a heel turn. Like, no other, nobody's business right now. Yeah, I got to go with Gold Dust, man.
Wow.
I got to go with Gold Dust.
My veto.
It's really good.
My veto fingers are itching. I'm not going
to
lie.
Come on, both. Beth.
That's not to say that the Four Horsemen is not good, because
it's not
obviously
good.
It is.
I don't know how this is
to the audience. We're not saying one is
right
bad
now.
Either.
I'm so confused.
I'm confused as well. Like it's just iconic. And Goldust, nothing you guys said is inaccurate. But the Four Horsemen is just iconic. You hear it,
the guitar.
And you're like, oh my God, the Four Horsemen coming out. Like, you get again at that time. You didn't get the Four Horsemen showing up all the time. You was just like, oh, shit. Do they got Ben? Like, do they got everybody with them? Like, is Arn there? Like, and then with the guitar, bro, I don't know who that man is. I hope he's still alive, because I would visit that man's grave right now, because that damn solo was so damn good.
Yeah.
It
he
just
needs to be put in the Hall of Fame somewhere for that.
Man, it's just like, when I hear it, that's WCW. Like, when I hear that song, I'll be like, all right, that's WCW.
Yeah.
God damn it, fellas.
Come on, Will.
What you gonna do?
Help me out. Do it for the people. The people want you to do this.
I had a feeling y'all was gonna play the Four Horsemen too. I was like, I'll keep my eye on the Four Horsemen, because I knew
there are some matchups they would have done very well against, but
yes.
Goldust is a heavy hitter as far as theme music goes.
It's also in the same bracket, on side of the bracket as DX.
Yeah.
So the two songs I was hoping to make it to the finals, one of them is not going to be there. And one of them may be out earlier than it should have been.
We'll see. This is tough, because I wasn't expecting to use it this early. I'll be honest. I thought, oh, okay, we'll be all right. We'll get through.
We tried to get that thing off the board in the first round.
We're in
and I knew
early.
I knew this is what I knew. It was a built-in WWE bias. I was like, WCW is gonna struggle, but I'm gonna let y'all rock. This is tough for me, but I'm gonna let y'all rock. We're gonna have Goldust move to the next round.
This show has no morals now.
Wow,
it's a joke.
That is It's wild.
That PAT himself gonna sit here and say that shit. Okay,
that's wild.
Yeah, I'm the one.
The Varus are just
WWE
being attacked
right
now.
Yeah,
but okay.
Yeah, just because we played instruments, we're getting attacked. Okay,
I played an instrument too, but
you played instruments and you didn't rock with the. All right.
Yeah, the
they're
other one has
good.
Other stuff in it too.
Hey.
They're both good. Like,
they're both good. We're not saying one sucks.
Tell me you didn't do your homework without telling me you didn't do your.
No, I absolutely like. I listened to the Four Horsemen today.
Yes,
and it's
was
fire.
It the right one?
But go all right.
We'll keep it moving. I have to.
You
end
might
my depression.
Veto that. You know you ain't gonna veto anything else besides that.
We'll see. We'll see what the Four Horsemen. Or never mind. It's gone. Never mind.
Yeah, but yeah, it's a joke. Why'd you have to say this? All right. Jeez. Next matchup, this is simulated. I did not put this together. It sounds crazy, but I didn't put this together. This is the computer. We have the Wolfpack versus the Black and White NWO.
Oh.
Yeah.
So the bracket just split those. That's rough.
That's a rough
that's
one,
rough
now, buddy.
One, man.
All right, L, you cut down my four horse. I'm going to let you go first.
Oh, man. This is rough, but I gotta I also have to take biases out for a whole lot of other reasons too. Oh man. That one's hard, man.
This, I ain't gonna lie, these are two bangers.
They should have
They
been on
both
separate sides of the
bang.
board. Like, yeah, the randomizer just be ruining.
Yeah, man. And to the audience, this is not on us, like at
Yeah,
all.
don't come for us,
Don't
please.
come for us at all. Man, that one's hard.
Got the more hip hop
I know, that's
Wolfpack,
what I'm
and
like.
you got the classic wrestling in the NWO. You know what I mean?
Especially for this dang podcast, I feel like I'm a dang traitor if I didn't pick the dang wolf pack.
Yeah, that's true.
I think we gotta pick the wolf pack, fellas.
Yeah, like even
Wolfpack.
though it's March,
I mean, you ain't gotta do
no
anything.
messing with the wolf pack.
but the wolf pack,
Let's
but that
wind
was
up in a
still, that
body
is a
bag.
banger though.
Yeah. I mean,
I,
both were great.
both were
Yeah.
great.
But the
I
Wolf
gotta
Pack
go
was
wolf.
different. It has been slapped.
I gotta go
Wolfpack.
wolf pack.
Okay. Spencer, you
built different. Yeah, the Wolf Pack. Because it was,
Pack.
yeah, it was something
Wolf
about
Pack.
it.
All right.
Wolf
It was
pack
something about that.
ain't
Like
no
you.
messing with the wolf pack.
Yeah.
Might wind up in a body bag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ain't gonna lie. And then the swag of, I mean,
It
you're not
was so
supposed to take
swag.
intros and into account, but I mean, Kevin Nash with the swag with the hat backwards, Scott Hall. Then you
Rest
have
in peace.
Red Sting. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, Red Sting was my favorite Sting.
I feel better
Yeah.
about this situation now.
I still don't know. Four Horsemen or ho Four
Yeah.
Horsemen are out.
R.I.P.
We can't talk about the
All
past.
right. Wolfpack makes it to the next round. Wow. NWO, I thought we'd make it a little further, but hey, matchups. It's all about
Yeah.
matchups. It's all about matchups.
Because NWO was supposed to make it beyond
Yeah.
this point, but it went up against itself.
Yeah.
Again, and both now are on the same side as DX.
Yeah, it's facts. All right. On the other side, now at the top of the bracket on the other side, we have Goldberg theme music versus Do You Smell What the Rock Is Cooking?
Oh, Lord. That was right after the Nation, right? That was like right after he left the Nation.
Yeah, this is
Yeah.
like still heel. I mean, he was a heel and he was
Yeah.
a baby face while having this early on,
Yeah,
but
because he just kicked Farouk out of the Nation.
yeah.
Did you know like that song still had like that's basically the same song?
Oh yeah, they add a little more guitar, a little more
Yeah,
lead
it's
back.
like,
Like, that's the foundation of the whole thing. Yeah.
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 Like still to this day, it's still in there.
No, it definitely is. You can hear it
Yeah.
in there. Spencer, I'm gonna let you go first here.
Okay. I think that I like Goldberg's WCW. I like both of Goldberg's songs, but the WCW music I think I like a little more. And to me, The Rock, like The Rock's music got better with time. And so because this is the pretty much earliest version of this, it's not the best version of it. And I guess the fact that there's a future behind it is kind of held against it because there are some people who changed songs and the before song was better. That is not the case with The Rock. Like, this may be the worst version of The Rock's theme songs. And because I mean, even the beginning, like, do you smell what The Rock is cooking? Like,
It was just too long.
but then later, if you smell, yeah, just
Yeah.
so
Yeah.
I am going Goldberg.
Okay. WCW finally gets some love around here. All right. All right. Pat, what do you got?
I'm going with the Rock.
Ooh.
Going with the Rock. I just,
Okay.
that version was still really good. Even though it's like it's one of the early ones, like Spencer said, it was still just clean. I mean, Goldberg's is nice too, but like the Rock's just hit different. Just do you smell what the Rock is cooking? And then just the drop, the doom, it just
Yeah.
nothing close to it.
Right, L. What you
Gotta
got
go with
here to
both then
decide who
on
goes to
that
the
one.
next round?
I agree with Spencer, like that's not his best one.
Yeah. Sure.
But
This
with
might be
Goldberg,
Goldberg.
so I remember like hearing it back then, and it was just like he better whoop somebody's ass.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, like
Man.
that was the music of a man with intent.
Yeah,
Yeah.
like he already done busted his head from a locker already
Yeah.
and smoking the dang pyro.
Hope he doesn't get
Man.
cancer one day. But
Yeah.
oh, his lungs are shot.
Yeah, they're
That
done.
man's meant a
That's why he
different
gets
breed.
blown up in like 5 minute matches.
Yeah, it's
Yeah.
true. That's true.
Man.
You
'Cause the thing with
smooth.
Rock's theme, it changes.
Yeah.
With Goldberg's, it kind of stays the same. Like he might have like a one transition in it. And this is the music nerd coming out of me. And his song, but Rock's kind of goes back
Yeah,
and
it's true.
forth.
You
Get the
can
little
Bob the
solo.
Rocks. You
Yeah.
can Bob the Rocks,
I'm
or you
gonna
can
pick
Bob the
Rock.
Goldberg.
Ooh, Rock.
Just
Rock
for that
making it.
reason, what I just thought of.
Because you
Okay.
can Bob to it, right? Like I said.
I can bop to Goldberg. And plus, if I get pissed
Not as
off, I can
much,
play
though.
that real
Like,
quick. I can
yeah.
go, if I want to go
Goldberg
work
got some
out, I can go play
chords.
that.
Goldberg's song also has a surprising amount of, like, gym usage. Like, if you're in the gym lifting, like Goldberg's music will get you there.
Yeah. Went to the truck once, listened to his music.
Yes, exactly.
All
P-A-T.
right. All right. This next one, interesting matchup. We have Who I Am by China versus the Ministry of Darkness. Undertaker.
You're son of a bitch.
Pat,
Can't stand you.
Let's go to Pat first.
yeah.
Oh.
Pat, you gotta go first on this one, buddy.
The China one is just so good.
It is good.
It's just so good.
Low
But the
key, one of the.
Ministry Taker is low key my favorite Taker theme. Dun, 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 and it just had that, like,
Yeah.
that's another one for the gym. Like,
Yeah.
you choke slam somebody while I'm in the gym just with that. And you're just making me fit that mold that you like to try to tell people that I don't like women's wrestling, and it's just gonna get even worse with this. Because I gotta go with the
Exactly.
Undertaker. I
Yeah.
gotta go with the
Why did you
Ministry.
have to mention that last part?
Because I know what Will's doing to me.
Yeah.
He's
He
trying to
knows my
frame me,
agenda.
bro.
You're picking Taker, right? Because he's a
Yeah, I'm
man.
picking. No. No.
Okay.
No. I'm picking Taker because it's the better song to
Oh,
me,
okay.
in my opinion.
Interesting.
Ooh.
Interesting there. Okay. All right.
China's is so good.
L, I'm gonna let you go a second here.
I'm not going to waste no time. I'm picking Taker. That's one of my favorite ones as well.
Wow. Okay. Spencer, I'm assuming
He is the goat.
What I'm saying.
He is the goat. That
And that
doesn't mean that his
song.
music is necessarily the goat,
Yeah, because your
but
favorite is
I have a
of
lot
all
of
takers.
favorites. Yeah, like my favorite version of The Undertaker, and I've gone on record.
This is hot take, folks, by the
But you know, the Dead Man Inc., Big Evil, that time period.
he had some bangers as entrance songs that then too.
Yeah.
But
Yeah.
yeah, the ministry is now it's too much in this case.
Wow. The woman gets kicked out first round. That's crazy. Wow, guys.
So you can't help match up sometimes.
And also, she
Oh.
was up against the goat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Goat is the goat for a
Now,
reason.
my ministry take, dude. It's a good song. But, like, y'all was
Just
hyping
stop,
it like it
Willis.
was.
What's the next matchup? I don't want to hear the rest of this.
Y'all hyping it like it was like top tier. I was just like, yeah, I mean, I remember it, but it wasn't, it didn't move me. You know what I mean? Like, Vince
Okay.
McMahon's song is better to me.
Hey, that
That sounds like a veto. I think we know where the veto's going.
Oh yeah,
I mean,
don't bring that man's name up.
We'll see.
It's he who shall not be
yeah,
named,
he
Brandon.
shall. Yeah, that's what we
My
say
bad.
with
My bad.
Batman.
It's too soon.
Brandon, this is
Okay.
your podcast. Do what feels right.
Yeah.
Don't give
You gonna
him.
veto
Don't
it?
encourage him.
Is he about to
No,
veto
I'm gonna
this?
let y'all rock. I'm gonna let
Yeah,
y'all
you
rock.
should have vetoed the Four Horsemen one. You
That's why I
can't
said
veto.
you should have did that and
Yeah,
knocked
you
it out the
should have
way.
been done used as veto.
But I already knew if I vetoed it, it's still a loss in the next round, anyways, because I know. So that's a waste. But all right, next matchup. This is very interesting here. We have the New Age Outlaws. Oh, you didn't know? Versus DDP. And DDP.
Another tough one.
All right, Spencer. I think I know what you're going here, but go ahead.
You know, I think I'm going DDP.
Oh, all right. It is a banger, like low key. It's very underrated.
I was actually, yeah, I was. That's another one I was listening to today, and I was like, yeah. I listened to both of them because there's one that sounds a lot like Smells Like Teen Spirit. Like it's almost Smells Like Teen Spirit. And then there's the, bang, it's me, it's me. Yeah. And so.
The people, the real people's champ, by the way. All
The
right.
real, the cutter.
Yeah, the real cutter. All right. L, I'm gonna let you pick next on this one.
I agree with Spencer. I will say DDP.
DDP? All right.
Yeah.
It's not even making my vote matter because I was going to New Age Outlaws. It changed every time.
I
My boy
mean,
Road Dogg was rapping different stuff each time he came down in the ring.
that is true.
That's
And if you
true.
didn't know, your ass better call somebody because he rapped something new every time down to the entrance ramp. He did it before anybody else did. He was doing it before Cena did it. He was doing it before R-Truth was doing it.
The
I mean,
acclaimed, yeah, claim,
the acclaimed. Oh, yeah, who do you think they got it from?
yeah. I mean, I'm gonna lean DDP here as well, but
Why have a veto if you don't know how to use it?
Well, Pat,
there's no reason
we walked in knowing that you were gonna be alone on some of these.
yeah,
Yeah.
we knew, like
But
we knew
the
Kyle.
guys,
That's facts.
that's why I said this is veto for you.
All right, in our next matchup, we have We Are the Nation of Domination versus Sting. Pat, what do you think about this one?
Both very good. Both very good. But I like the Nation one. I'm gonna go with Nation. That one just like to me hit more.
Yeah. Hit a little harder for the culture.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, for the
That's
culture.
actually
Look at Pat being an ally. Look at
yeah,
you.
always. Oh, to the cookout. Send
All
it
right,
away.
L. L,
I
what
agree.
do you think on this one?
I will go with the Nation as well. Like it does hit hard. The bass is pretty nice on that one. And also, like Spencer said, it's for the culture. So I'm gonna ride with that. No bias, but
Spencer, what you got?
I was gonna go with Sting.
Oh, wow.
Nothing
Why
against the
so?
culture, but
Well,
it's
I
one
did
of
just
the
set you up like that, didn't I?
yeah, it's one of the few slow songs that I really like.
Yeah, it's true.
Because usually the slow ones don't do well in this world,
Yeah.
but it's one of the slow ones that's really good to me. Not to take anything away from the Nation, but.
Yeah. I get it. I mean, and it fit his character really well.
Yeah.
Take the
Like
like.
if you would have said, like if you would have just played the song and say, guess whose song this is, like Sting.
Yeah. That's great. That's really true. We are the nation of domination. All right. Nation
But
domination moves to second
I'm not
round.
mad at the Nation winning and
Yeah.
going to, like, it's not a problem.
Yeah. That's true. Very, very underrated crew there. All right. Now we're starting the second round, fellas. This is where it gets even more interesting. We might see some vetoes. We shall see. We shall see.
You only get one.
You'll say some vetoes?
Yeah, wait a minute. Are we just making up rules per round?
I apologize. I apologize. One.
I was waiting for him to slip up and say something.
All right. We have D-Generation X. Are you ready? Versus the Brood. This is this might be the toughest one of the night. We'll see. L, I'm gonna let you go first here, since this is, I mean, this is the same era, like damn near same year, like
right
overlap.
I'm still going to say DX.
Wow. Okay. Spencer.
The Brood. God damn it. I know it's not going to win, but that's okay. Patrick has already made his allegiance known, and that's fine. I get it. But, and I'm not mad about it. DX is another, like, it's worthy of being in a GOAT conversation as far as theme songs go. But for me, The Brood was just so good.
I mean, sounds like you've made your allegiance known.
Yes, yes, yes. Are you ready? This is D-Generation X, for sure. The Brood is also good. Yeah. So good. It's very tough, but at the same time, I think D-Generation, it's not just a song. It's like
that it could have gone up with.
Yes, 100%. Because DX wasn't, like, it's not just that, like, it was a song. It's just like, it's just, I don't know how to explain it, but it's like more than music to a lot of people. Like, it was their childhood, what got them either into or kept them in wrestling after the slowish, like, mid-90s time.
Yeah. I can see that. All right, we're vetoing that. So we're going to go with The Brood moving on to the next round.
Oh. I know. Ain't no way.
Yes, sir.
It looks like the guy when Taker lost to Brock at Mania.
I would also just, I have what might be a hot take. We're going to see.
Okay.
You know, I assume these are by the same people, or at least they sound like it. I think that Triple H's music before he was The Game, like the one that he had when he was with China, that song to me is better than the DX song.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Definitely. Ooh. Be My Time.
I like that one better
than the DX one.
DX.
Oh, so not a hot take. Everybody agrees.
No, I love that one.
That was fun. Even though I do love the
King
Game
of Hot Takes.
I love The Game, but like that one was, because again, it sounds like it's by the same people who did the DX song.
Yeah,
it is. It was.
And that's He's the pretty better much song to me.
Yeah.
It's, I think, in my gym playlist.
Triple H really has had no bad ones. I don't love his recent one, but it's not bad.
Bow down to the game.
Yeah, like, The King of Kings was good, but it wasn't the other two.
Yeah, it wasn't as good as the other two, but it's still good. But yeah, I gotta, like, The Brood, I'm just sorry. Like, that thing slaps. Like, you put that thing working out? Come on, man. DX is great, but if you put The Brood on, like you're carrying around blood, you're doing some wild shit with the Brood. Like, it's just good. You know what I'm saying? It's just good stuff. So, yeah, The Brood moves on. DX, unfortunately, is upset early. It's unfortunate.
And y'all notice how he didn't even, like, waste using that veto? He was just like, veto. Like, didn't even let us, like,
have a conversation about it. Build it up.
That was just spike, Pat.
No problem. No, it wasn't.
Oh, 100% was.
He was just like, off with your head. No, we ain't doing this shit.
I mean, quick and clean. You know what I mean?
I support it, obviously.
I'm cool with it, but it just threw us off.
But yeah, I didn't think that's where this was going.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I would love to see Four Horsemen still make it, but you know. But yeah, The Brood.
Better one to me.
The Brood is just top tier. I don't know if there's a better song.
DX being the one that got vetoed is surprising.
Yeah. No, that's, like,
that's not where I thought the veto was going.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's unfortunate. But all right. In the next second round matchup, we have Goldust, which defeated Four Horsemen, surprisingly, versus Wolfpack. WCW.
Guys, don't mess with the Wolfpack.
Pat, you got... Okay, you got Wolfpack.
The Wolfpack. Come on now.
Okay, all right. Spencer?
I don't know. I'm really glad there's not a clock because I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, it's totally different vibes.
Yes.
For sure. For sure.
Totally different vibes. Yeah, do you have an answer? Do you still thinking on it too?
I might have to do the same thing. I remember at that time I was being a little hellion too, so that was
okay.
Really love
that hurts me, but
the Wolfpack
it did bang.
Yeah, it's one of the harder songs out there. You could play that no wrestling involved, just on the radio, right? Especially back then.
I'm saying that could be played at a cookout. It would be fine.
Yeah, transcends time.
You might have a brawl, low key. People like crip walking. all right, Spencer, you roll with Wolfpack as well.
I think so.
Yeah,
he does not look good about that.
Yeah, so we wasted the Four Horsemen, but hey, we'll worry about that later.
Like I said, we can't talk about the past.
I mean,
and do you think the Four Horsemen would have made it out against Wolfpack?
Yeah, hey, that's the question.
Hey, I don't know.
He would have vetoed that shit. That's what happened.
Yeah, he would have.
For me, I don't know.
Some other kind of clause.
For me, I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, depending on where that veto goes, this is a completely different draft.
Right.
Yeah. All right. And the next one in the bracket on the other side, we have The Rock versus Ministry of Darkness Taker.
Guys, do we even have to talk about this? I think we're gonna the Ministry, right? That's not a...
Oh, I know that my answer is the Ministry.
Yeah, so is mine.
I'm not the one who got The Rock to the second round.
You're welcome.
That's true. I will also say the Ministry.
Okay. All right.
To be fair, the Ministry would have beat the one that would have beat Goldberg's too. So that one was another.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Wow. Ministry made it. Wow. Okay. All right.
You got chances to veto some of this stuff. And Brandon,
this is one of the luxuries of just running it and not voting.
Yeah.
Like,
that's true.
It'd be rough sometimes.
It's true. Yeah. Like there, I probably would have went like in that particular matchup. Yeah, I can see Taker's gotten a very, it's like, you know what I mean? Some years where Duke has a deep run and you look back at it, you're like, oh, they play some trash teams. You know what I mean? They never
make it. It's their fault they have to play UNC twice.
They never make a good run if they actually play a good team. So it's like, I get why Ministry of Darkness making it. It is a good song. I'm not saying it's bad.
So you're saying, but it's on the easier side of the bracket.
I will say, yes, it is. I will say that China is a great song. It was a very 50-50 matchup, though. You know what I'm saying? I could see why. Against something else, I could see maybe not getting as many votes, or at least not 3-0, anyways.
Are you trying to get us canceled?
Yeah. Bro, are you trying to have plausible deniability? Are you just trying to throw all this on?
Yeah, you just sit there and slickly just said that. Like, nobody heard what you just said.
Yeah, bro.
What, man? What did I say?
Males. We heard you just say
that. This is why I have to have multiple people on when I do this podcast with Brandon, because he'd be trying to throw me under the bus, bro. He'd be trying to set me up.
Hey, man. I'm just saying. All right, next matchup, we got DDP versus the Nation of Domination. This could be interesting. I can see both ways here. Pat, what do you got?
I don't like that you came to me first. I'm trying to decide. Bang. Or like the, just, I can't.
You had your intro with the same thing, so you're stuck, man.
I know.
Yeah. DDP's definitely felt like the vibe, especially when he got really over. Like that song hit different.
Yeah, it did.
But yeah. Nation was great too. Like Nation was, it especially was. The way they walked out, it was fire.
It was. Yeah. I'm gonna have to go to DDP, black men. I think.
What'd you say?
DDP.
Wow. Alrighty. It's three black men sit here.
I didn't even pick DDP in the first round, but I like the vibes of it.
Wow. When it gets women and black people. That is crazy.
Jesus Christ. Brandon.
That is crazy, Pat. That is a brave move, sir. All right.
Sorry, Pat won't be on the next show because he got canceled. So
yeah, I think he went against Goldust earlier too, and
against the gays is what? Wow,
bruh.
This dude Pat, bruh. So we moved to North Carolina and changed.
I need the editor to cut this out, man.
Moved to North Carolina and changed.
I'm gonna walk out to my car tomorrow, and the tires are gonna be slashed.
You got all
kinds of
stuff
for
your car.
Yeah. All right. Spencer, what do you think?
I'm gonna have to go with culture this time. And I'm gonna go with the Nation.
Shout out to you. All right. L, you have the deciding vote.
Gotta go with the Nation.
Go with the Nation, man. Shout out to you. Nation of Domination making it further.
I'm not mad at it.
And like we said, it sounds like it's on the easier side of the bracket.
Yeah,
it is. It definitely is. I will say, yeah, like some respectable wins versus Sting versus DDP. Okay, very WCW heavy opponents, but I like it. Ooh, that's gonna be interesting. This is very faction heavy on that side. All right, really, all of these are really factions in our final four. We have. On the other side, to decide who goes to the championship, the Brood versus Wolfpack. Pat, you're going Wolfpack?
Going Wolfpack. Wow. The song tells you, don't mess with the Wolfpack. You might wind up in a body bag.
All right. Okay. L, I'm going to let you go next. I want Spencer to decide who goes. Just in case. I mean, you might agree. But yeah.
I will probably agree. Yeah, I'm going to agree. I don't want to be put in a body bag. And yeah, plus, I didn't go for the Brood the last time when this crap got vetoed in the first place.
Yeah.
I was obviously going with the Brood. Because The thing is, yeah, the Wolfpack, they got to tell you. With the Brood, they don't have to say it. You just know.
Like, when you hear that breath, you like...
You can listen and you're like, oh, shit, my blood. Yeah. What's going
on? Am I in a horror movie? Like,
Dad, or somebody needs the oxygen tank.
Nah, bro. We're not even going to talk about it. The intro is 10 times better, but we're not going to talk about it.
Yeah, I'd say the Brood uses the Brood is one of the best to use the color red to their advantage.
Exactly.
That's true.
The fire, the smoke, all that. Crazy. Yeah, I disagree with this one. But again, I've used my veto. You know what I mean? I tried to push Brood along. It only can go so far.
And thank you, because I too wanted the Brood to make it. But against Wolfpack, I get how we got here. Like, that's a tough matchup.
That's a tough matchup.
Like, the Brood has had to fight.
Yeah, it really has. It's had a tough go at it. Test
but the Wolfpack's about
too.
Time.
Yeah.
Wolfpack's all about fighting.
Yeah. All right. Like I said, the final four is all factions. On this side, we have the Brood, Wolfpack. On the other side, Ministry of Darkness versus the Nation of Domination. Pat, we're going to go to you again, sir.
You gonna make him revoke his allyship a second time?
Yeah, let's see.
Yeah, he is, because it's got to be the Ministry.
Wow. Again, Ministry. I respect that you are devoted to your cause.
Whatever that cause is.
That cause is. I
love any and all people. I love any of all people. I do not approve this message that Brandon Wills.
That's what they all say, too. They say they love all people.
Slander. This is libel and slander.
Yeah. All lives matter.
Yeah. All lives matter over there.
All of them.
Okay. Wow, Pat. All right. Okay. I am interested in what you guys say here. because obviously I know you guys lean one way, but also the other one's really good. Spencer, what do you think on this one?
Theme song alone, The Ministry.
Okay. All right. Ministry. What do you think?
Man, this is tough.
Yeah.
I'm also thinking about my childhood too.
Yeah. Nation Domination. Actually, like, it's crazy like how long they lasted. Like, it was like early 90s to damn near the late 90s, you know.
Yeah, there's a couple different iterations of it too.
Yeah. Yep.
Man.
Ministry of Darkness wasn't around super, super long, but it was good while I was around.
Yeah. Man. This one is tough for me to pick.
I mean, Ministry's making it, but I mean, if you want to put on for the nation, for the culture, I mean, you can.
No, I can't be in the same, you know, space as Pat over there. He's got everything going on wrong with him, huh?
Yeah,
Spencer
man.
Said Ministry.
Hey,
whoa. Hey, you got a lot of other categories.
We're not talking about me
in this last hour, so I don't know.
Stop. Yeah. I'm about to start coming on this podcast with a lawyer, bro.
I'm not liable for all of this.
I'm being attacked.
I'm going to say Ministry.
Okay. Ministry with a 3-0 win. See, I think that's why the bracket, if I would have made the bracket, obviously we would all evened it out a little more. But that's the great thing about it. It works out how it works out. So the Ministry makes it to the finals. Didn't see that coming. I'll be honest. Didn't see that coming at all. But that's how the bracket works. That's a beautiful thing about a bracket. You know what I mean?
The matchups will.
Yes, sir. Matchup heavy. All right, guys. It's been fun. We have to decide a winner. Two of the more, well, one's super iconic. The other's pretty known. It's iconic because of the leader. We have the Wolfpack versus Ministry of Darkness. What do we say? Wow. Spencer, you're going Wolfpack, sir?
Wolfpack. Yep. Again, song for song, Wolfpack.
Okay. All right. L, I'm going to put the deciding factor on Pat if you go Ministry. Now, you may go Wolfpack. We'll see. L, what do you think?
Wolfpack.
All right.
Ooh, and that effect. That's pretty cool.
All right. L's going Wolfpack, Pat. Dang.
Wolfpack. As much as I love the Ministry, the Wolfpack song just hits harder.
Yeah, like the Wolf. This is a situation where like the West was deep, and then they got to the finals, and it was like, oh, all right.
Yeah, this is a layup. We already went through the tough spots. We already went through the tough ones.
Right.
Yeah, the toughest matchup.
Like how LeBron got through the East all those years.
All right. Okay.
Come on, man.
You can go and log off, sir.
but now he's trying to get canceled.
Now you're trying. You going for all bases. Now you're going on sports now. We're really doing this now.
But low key, all right, let's investigate Wolfpack's journey. First round, low key might be his toughest matchup. NWO original song, Black and White.
Yeah, that was a tough match.
That was a tough one.
That was a tough one.
I just knew NWO was going to at least the second round.
Yeah, I know. NWO low-key could have went Final Four in a different scenario.
Yeah, like honestly, yeah, you could have dropped it off in a lot of places. And it like if you swapped it out with the Ministry, then
Yeah. That's facts. If you would have put maybe NWO in New Age Outlaw spot or DDP spot, maybe could have made it. You know what I mean? Maybe could have made it.
Honestly, second just round, the other side of the bracket.
Yeah, like, or just
it really exactly. just would have been exactly. better.
Next round, Wolfpack went against Goldust. Solid matchup, but 3-0 there. All right. Shout out to Goldust.
I didn't like it, but
yeah. Shout out to Goldust. Good song. Quality song. Then surprisingly, we had Wolfpack defeating the Brood to get to the championship.
I didn't like it. I didn't.
I don't like it either.
It wasn't up to me. I was outvoted.
That was me.
Yeah, you guys. That was
I get it,
I think,
but whatever. But like the brood. Oh.
Okay, let's. I'm gonna ask you guys this: if you had to vote brood versus Ministry of Darkness, what have you done?
Oh, it's easy.
Ministry.
I guess it's not brood.
That's hilarious. L, what would you have? To me, it's easy.
I would have picked the brood on that one.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
The correct answer.
That's the correct answer. So our top two on the West side, let's say, in the Western Conference, would have beat the Ministry. All right.
Now, because you used your veto on DX,
yes.
How would DX have done against Wolfpack?
Ooh, that's a good question. What would you guys would have voted for DX Wolfpack? I might have gone DX here. I don't. It's tough. I mean,
I don't know if DX would go over Wolfpack. Now, like Triple H's one they had with China, the Muay Thai.
Yeah,
that probably would have.
That would have got me.
That would have got you.
That would have got me. That would have passed a lot. Yeah, that would have passed Wolfpack for sure.
Sure. I might even ask
DX. I don't know.
Yeah, DX.
I would have had to think about it, but I think in the end, it may have been Wolfpack.
Yeah, I'm not mad at that. I think either way, I would have been okay with DX versus Wolfpack.
Yeah, I would have been okay.
Yeah. Interesting.
I'm honestly thinking like DX even against the original NWO song.
Yeah, like, what would y'all have picked there?
I might have gone NWO.
Yeah, I would have went NWO there.
Yeah.
Pat, I feel like you would go DX. So NWO is just
probably the original NWO.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably DX.
Yeah. Makes sense.
I mean, like the NWO effect though with the turn the screen black and white.
Yeah.
That was then Hogan playing the guitar on the title. Oh.
Yeah. The World Heavyweight Belt. That was fire. All right. So we have Wolfpack, NWO Wolfpack as our winner. Again, we will do this bracket again, but we're going to do from 2001 on to the present. It's already been interesting compiling those songs. It has been way too many. Like, I want to say for this funny thing for this bracket, for the audience, like we had like 30-something songs. So we had to like windle it down, which is very difficult. It was some songs on the Eddie Guerrero. What were some other songs, guys? Vince McMahon. D-Lo.
Stone Cold.
D-Lo. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What did you say?
Kane.
Stone Cold.
Stone Cold, yeah. When we were kind of debating Stone Cold, Kane, we thought maybe might move more to 2000, after 2000.
And honestly, we could do, like, when did Ruthless Aggression start?
2003.
It was.
Okay, because I was going to say, we could almost do like 2000 up to Ruthless Aggression.
Yeah, we could do Arabs. This could
and
be
then, yeah, like,
low key.
Because like there are some songs that definitely made it past 2000, but I associate them with the 90s.
Yeah.
And there's songs that are very Ruthless Aggression in my head.
Yeah. And I mean, listening to these songs, most of this is from the Monday Night Wars. Like most of this. Like this era, you know what I mean?
I was going to say, like, WCW had a pretty good showing.
Yeah, really did. WCW won that thing. I wasn't sure about that. Now, I knew we had some heavy hitters as far as the NWO is concerned, both factions, but wasn't sure after that. Did pretty well. DDP, you know what I mean? Unfortunately, Four Horsemen.
I think at that point, though, WWE was just starting to get into the bangers of music they had.
Yeah, because they had more like actual characters. You know, Vince was actually, Stella like the welder or like some stupid character they used to come up with. But yeah, folks out there, we'll definitely add a link to the playlist for all 16 songs if you just want to go back and vibe and listen to these songs. It was a fun experience putting this together. Some of these songs I haven't heard in years, like the, you know what I mean, the China song. Nation of Domination, Test. I ain't heard Test in damn near 2 decades.
Minute.
Yeah. So But yeah, I'll add the playlist. And again, we're going to do another episode. Like Spencer said, we could do one for the Ruthless Aggression era. We could do one for that PG era, which was absolute garbage, but has some solid bangers of music. I don't know about wrestling, but music wise, has some bangers. and then we could do whatever this era is nowadays. Obviously, we still haven't come up with a name for it, but
there's some more women in there for Pat.
Yeah,
guys.
Force Pat to add some diversity.
I enjoy women's wrestling.
Like Trish, Lita, you know.
Yeah.
Trish has a good one. Michelle McCool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he can name him, though. He can name him.
Okay. Michelle McCool. I like Michelle McCool's.
Interesting.
We'll see who we go against.
Right. Enough for me.
Yeah. Oh. And some of those songs, like the Diva songs, they were solid. They had some solid ones out there. But once again, guys, I appreciate y'all all Michelle being McCool here.
Michelle McCool is married to the GOAT, so.
Facts. Oh, she is. Speaking of, I want to say this for all those out there. This is Spencer's GOAT. This is not my GOAT is Stone Cold Steve Austin. Pat, who's your GOAT?
Spencer's GOAT.
Undertaker?
Yeah.
Okay, fuck out of here.
To me, man.
We've talked about it. Like, I knew that.
Hell, who's your GOAT?
What?
Thank you. All right. I got somebody with some sense. Okay. I just want to make sure.
What do you
But yeah, learned a little bit about us today. But L, Pat, Spencer, appreciate y'all being here again. We'll definitely do it another time with the next bracket. But until next time, we out. Yeah.